joining us now, we have John Sobolewski and also Ray Gillis, who are at the North Coast Chamber of Commerce. Gentlemen, step up to the microphone. Thanks for
come on all the way up there.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So, good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things North Coast Chamber of Commerce. What area are we talking about with that?
The North Coast Chamber of Commerce encompasses four cities, Avon, Avon Lake, Sheffield Village, and Sheffield Lake. So all four of these cities are part of the North Coast Chamber.
And what? Go ahead.
How many members?
We have about 250 members, and we belong to a group. It's called the Power of More. We have six chambers that work very closely together. So we have networking events where we actually have 1,600 members you can deal with by being part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Wow, that's a lot of people and a lot of power behind that as well. What are some of the challenges that you're facing as businesses in this region, in the area here?
Well, the number one thing, reason people join the Chamber of Commerce is networking. Networking is the number one. People want more business. And people do business with people they know and like and trust. And that's what the Chamber is all about, building up relationships and getting business. The Chamber also encompasses, we have a lot of benefits. We have medical benefits, health insurance benefits, we have workers' comp benefits, and we have all kinds of discounts that can be shared between member to members. So it works really well.
So you have the fact that you, with smaller businesses, have them joining forces, kind of have a little bit better clout to getting those purchases of those types of services you're talking
exactly
about.
Right.
As well. Well, in the areas you're talking about, those communities have grown over the number of years, and so there's more businesses entering into the community. Are we seeing that, or is it kind of a shift with the types of businesses that maybe are different?
No, membership is definitely growing, and people definitely use the Chamber of Commerce now. There was a time where it seemed almost like a community civic obligation to join the Chamber of Commerce, but now if people join the Chamber of Commerce, they want benefits. They're spending money. Time is so valuable now. People are really stressed out on how much work they have to do, and so they use the Chamber of Commerce to the max.
Does it work as an advocacy towards other issues? Because there's many things that change small businesses that affect, whether it's with healthcare issues that are going on, things that come from the government down to the local level.
Absolutely. We review things. We work with the other chambers of commerce. We take on any issues that are anti-business, or we work together to help make businesses grow.
In one respect, I can say I've been in the chamber since 1993, and I've been on the board since 93. And it's just sort of you meet people and you grow with the people, you grow with the community. It's not only the business people, but it's your church leaders, your libraries, the whole gamut of just meeting people through the whole process. Right. It's just not the business people. It's a whole combination of things.
So. And we're talking this morning with John Sobolewski and also Ray Gillis, North Coast Chamber of Commerce, and I can see the Ray's Auto and Truck Service.
Right.
So you're the Ray behind the Ray's Auto and Truck Service.
I've been here for 35 years in business.
And so. Right there off of 611, 90, right. That area
611
there.
611 and 90, yeah.
And, of course, the area there has been kind of worked over a bit. Has that impacted your business over time? Or
no, it hasn't affected my business yet, but it probably will eventually in some respect. But as of now, no. It's 35 years. We've been growing every year. And the only down year I think we've had was in 9/11 year. But other than that, it's been going right along.
35 years, I imagine you've seen a lot of changes in cars and trucks. They're not what they used to be.
No, they're nothing like they used to be. I've seen changes in the whole community because I moved here in 59. I used to hunt pheasant rabbit here, but not anymore. No, it's been a big change here in the last, especially the last 10 years. But and along with the chamber, it's changed too. There's another thing we sponsor. We got a golf outing first week. I believe it's the first week in June every year. We've had this for 25 years. You know, thereabouts 25 years. And it's strictly for the scholarships for our three schools, Brookside, Avon Lake, and Avon High Schools. We've been giving out a $1,500 scholarship to each school every year. And over the period of years, I believe my notes are right here, they got, we've donated over $100,000 to these three schools just in scholarships from this golf outing. So It's the chamber's growing along with the communities.
As the community grows, so does this competition in a sense. How do you keep yourself out there, step ahead, being the trusted, the reliable place for people to take their vehicles, to do that sort of thing?
Well, I go back to the basics. I've been here 35 years, and it's a family-owned operation. I've got myself and my son, who's in the business with me, and my daughter-in-law, my wife, and now my granddaughter is in it. And you'll find out that people, you just run a trust thing. If I can't trust my employees and trust myself to treat the people right, we got a big problem, and that I just rely on trust, and it's proven itself. I'm servicing third generation right now in some of these families I've been dealing with, and we stretch out quite a ways. We go all the way out to Pepper Pike. We got people coming from Akron, all over, and it's just a trust factor that we got with them, and I just try to maintain that. That's
so you get the good word of mouth, because that's what people do when they're looking for some service. Who do you use? How did you fix this? What was your, how did it go for you, that type of thing?
The word of mouth is the biggest thing you got going for you.
Right.
It can work against you sometimes, but hopefully it doesn't. But 99% of the time it'll work for you.
So. How much are you under the hood, or are you behind books most of the
time? I'm still a 10-hour day job. I'm 72 and still doing it. I get there at 7 in the morning, go home at 6 at night, so.
Except for this morning, which we appreciate you coming in and spending some. Yeah. I hope he's not going to charge us by the hour. For getting that done. But it's great for you to come out here. And, John, is Ray kind of a good example of the type of businesses and the business people that you see within the chamber?
Yes, he is. He's a role model for any business person, hardworking. He's president of the chamber. And he does a fantastic job.
As a matter of fact, he doesn't have enough things to do, right?
Right. It was we had to twist his arm pretty hard. He was very busy.
Well, talk maybe about some of the maybe newer members, things that you see as far as industry that have sort of started to come into this region.
The easiest way we have members get new members is we have them attend one of our events. Matter of fact, we have probably 52 events a year at least, and the one we have coming, we have one this evening. It's a joint event. It's at the 100th Bomb Group, and there'll probably be 100, 150 people, maybe 200 people, and people are just, it's complimentary appetizers. It's a cash bar. People just network, pass out business cards. There's no speakers. Once people go to these events, they see the effect of, you know, how powerful the chamber is, and that's how we get the members. We're also having, it's kind of unique, July 28th, we're having at Montrose Kia in Sheffield here, where it's called Bagels and Business Cards, where it's like speed dating, only you'll have, there'll probably be about 50 businesses there with 50 business cards, and you just pass around, and people love it. Just, that's how we get the people.
What is your business that you're
involved? Oh, I'm the director of the chamber.
Okay.
I'm the executive director.
So you're
director.
The chamber. That is your business
yes.
as well.
Okay, yes.
I like that. What do you see that you need to not only do you kind of see what the future business is and bring that back to your members, or do you listen to what they want to find out about?
Well, we have tons of committees. All right. We have education committees that work with the schools. All right. We work closely with the libraries. We have state representatives that we talk to speak at the lunches. One of our biggest lunches that we have is right here at Tom's Country Place. We have the four mayors speak, the four mayors of the four cities that I mentioned earlier. And it's each one of them speaks for about 10 minutes and just gives like the state of the city. So communication is the key, and the committees are the key to the success of the chamber.
Now, you meant chamber getting the business to join. What about bringing businesses into the community? Do you play a role in that in any way?
We work as hard as we can to help bring new businesses in. We work closely with all the cities, with the mayors, and some have economic development, and we take care of them. And then we use a lot of events. We use our members. Like, we'll have an event at we'll go to the Crushers game, or we'll go to Wooden Wine or Mulligan's. Just have great networking opportunities to show off your businesses, too.
You mentioned restaurants, and a lot of those are coming into the area, too, with things growing in Avon, different businesses or things that maybe people have to go out of the community are now coming here. Bigger businesses that are also coming bring more people related to that. So there's kind of some kind of a benefit of they come for one thing and then other local businesses will get impacted by that.
Bruce, I've been involved in chambers since 1979, and the big change that I see is when I first started, every city had their own cobbler and their own little grocery store and their own local bank. Now there's cities with no boundaries. You know, people just...
Right. And you're fortunate with this area. You mentioned the area. Again, what are the four places that the city...
Avon Lake, Sheffield Village, and Sheffield Lake.
Right. And you've got 90 that runs right through all of that.
Yes.
So you have, as they say, quick access to a lot of potential customers and even businesses outside of those areas that can interact.
We have members from Sandusky. We have members from Ashtabula, down from Medina. And why would they join this local chamber? It's just so many benefits that we have.
Sounds good. Well, people, again, want to maybe join, find out more about the event. What's a good place for them to kind of get the details of your organization for that?
I just go to the website. Northcoastchamber.org has all the events and all right. Everything's on there.
Well, thanks. John Sobolewski with the Executive Director of North Coast Chamber and the President, Ray Gillis, Ray's Auto and Truck Service. What are you going to go back to when you get there? Do you have something that you're going to put your hands on this morning?
I'm heading out on the road.
Okay.
I take care of my biggest account is Columbia Gas, and they keep me busy.
Keeping those vehicles in service and on the road as well.